Christmas Around the World. I, Ben Dako, will be joined by my fellow co-host, Emma Stewart, and we will be talking about Christmas in the Netherlands. But before we start, I need to talk about our sponsor, Happy Fries. Come grab your delicious fries. Find them in the dairy section of your local grocery store.
First up, let's talk about the general information about the Netherlands. One of the key facts about the Netherlands is that there's about 17 million people that live here. The key languages that are spoken here include Dutch, Papiamento, Yiddish, English, and Frisian. Although it is important to understand the key languages that are spoken here, there are also several religions that take place in the Netherlands. These religions include atheism, Christianity, Protestant, and Islam. Onto another topic about general information in the Netherlands is about the flag and national animal. With the Netherlands flag having three stripes, one red, one blue, and one white, this flag actually has red in it because when it used to be orange to replace the red, because William Orange, a Dutch prince, thought that the orange would represent the brightness of the sun. Later, in the 17th century, this flag's colors changed to red, white, and blue. About the Netherlands' national animal, the lion is the location's national animal. The Netherlands' national anthem is very difficult to read in Dutch, but translated to English, it sounds like this.
William of Nassau am I, of German descent. True to the fatherland, I remain until death. Prince of Orange am I, free and fearless. To the King of Spain I have always given honor. You, my God and Lord, are my shield. On you I rely, on you I will build. Never leave me, so that I remain pious, your servant at all moments, dispelling the tyranny that wounds my heart.
Located in Europe, the Netherlands has several important facts that are interesting for not only children to learn, but also adults. Next, Ben here will talk to you guys about the Christmas traditions in the Netherlands.
Yay!
Now let's move on to the Christmas traditions that make this location special. But before we start, let me tell you about Happy Fries. Happy Fries are a great last-minute meal that suits any family, made with real cow stomach, all four of them in fact. Find them in your local grocery store in the dairy aisle. Now back onto the topic of Christmas traditions, the Netherlands actually allows you to see their version of Santa Claus, named Sinterklaas. Sinterklaas is where Santa Claus got his name from. Sinterklaas comes to shore on his white horse, and he's joined by his Zwarte Pientens, or Black Peters in English. The Zwarte Pientens act like his little helpers and assist him with handing out presents. They also keep a list of all the bad things the kids have done all year. And if certain kids have been especially bad, they will capture them in a sack and take them to their home of Madrid, Spain, which also happens to be where Sinterklaas lives. Kids leave out their stockings hoping for Zwarte Pientens and Sinterklaas to give them presents. They might also leave out carrots for Sinterklaas's white horse in hopes of candy and sweets.
All of this happens on St. Nicholas Eve, which takes place on December 5th. They do have a second Santa Claus there, who is completely separate from Sinterklaas, named Kirstman or Christmas Man in English, who comes from Lapland, Finland, to deliver more presents to children. That's all for now, and as people in the Netherlands would say, Rolig Kerstfeest, or Merry Christmas. Now let's move on and talk about the comparisons and contrast between the United States and the Netherlands' Christmas. First of all, these countries' Christmas are both similar because they both have a Santa Claus, but in the Netherlands, the Santa Claus is named Sinterklaas. Did you know that the name Santa Claus comes from Sinterklaas? Also, these countries are both similar because good children are expected to receive presents from Sinterklaas. Some traditions that these countries both participate in is a form of Secret Santa, which means that people pick a name out of a hat and then they have to give a present to that person without telling
telling that person. Although there are many similarities between the United States and the Netherlands' Christmas, there are also many differences between these two countries' Christmas.
Now, let's talk about some differences between the United States traditions and the Netherlands' traditions. While in America, you get coal if you have been bad, in the Netherlands, you get sacked and taken to Spain to learn how to behave. Also, in the Netherlands, there are two Santas, those poor parents. Plus, you wouldn't find a heavily coated Santa in the Netherlands like you would in America, because in the Netherlands, Sinterklaas comes from Madrid, Spain. In the Netherlands, Sinterklaas rides a single white horse, while in America, Santa Claus rides 8 or 9 reindeer, depending on the person. Also, these traditions are both different because people in the Netherlands often eat biscuits, and people in the United States often eat pies on the night of Christmas. There are many comparisons and differences between the United States and the Netherlands' Christmas traditions. Thank you for joining us today on Christmas Around the World. I'm Ben Daco.
And I'm Emma Stewart.
And we will see you next time.